Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Hey guys, we are back with a new episode of
Real Wives in Radio.
I'm Dorothy.
And I'm Tanya.
And this week it's a short little holiday week, but we do have a fun little interview with one of the stars from Broadway San Diego's Miss Saigon, which is a musical that's been around forever. But I think this is the first time, or the first time I'm going to be seeing it in San Diego.
I've never seen it. And girl, you know, I come from the main attraction at Chula Vista High School show choir. And I've seen a lot of musicals, but no, I've never seen Miss Saigon either. So I'm excited for you to watch it.
I know. I'm taking my mom. It's going to be like a whole family thing. And Jackie, by the way, is from San Diego, right here in City Heights. So you know we got to talk to her about that.
So cool.
Miss Saigon is playing at the San Diego Civic Theater July 9th through July 14th. How are you doing, Jackie?
I'm doing great. I'm so happy to be on this with you guys.
Yes. Jackie, I'm not only excited because you're Vietnamese American like I am. You grew up in City Heights, which is like, hello, right? That's where all the Vietnamese people go and were raised.
Yeah.
I got to know, Jackie, where's your favorite Vietnamese spot to eat?
Pho Cà Giao on El Cajon Boulevard. Yes. Obviously.
Is that the same place?
Yeah.
We were just talking about the egg rolls from there.
Oh, no.
We were talking about the same place.
Pho Cà Giao is really good. Their broth is really good for pho.
What's the place with the egg rolls?
At Giao. I just introduced Tanya to egg rolls from At Giao.
I love that. I love that.
I know all the spots. I know all the spots, born and raised. Like, any spot you say, I'll probably know. So, yes, At Giao is really good, too.
So, when did you move out of San Diego?
When I was 17, I graduated from high school, and then I went to Cal State Fullerton for college.
Mm-hmm.
So I moved not too far, but I moved out of San Diego around 17.
Okay.
But I would always visit, you know, like Orange County's not that far from home. And I'm a mama's girl, so I would drive home a lot to help out at home and visit. I moved out at 17, and I went to Cal State Fullerton for school. And then after I graduated college, I moved to L.A. for a year. And then after that, I moved to New York, and I've been in New York ever since.
Wow. So, I mean, coming from, I think we have similar backgrounds, Vietnamese parents who escaped the war.
Yes.
How did you get your Vietnamese parents to support you being an artist?
Oh, good question.
Very good question. At first, I did not. It was really, really hard. It still is actually quite a struggle. I mean, not only just as an artist itself is such a hard lifestyle, but then you add in, you know, a culture, especially the Vietnamese culture, where they're not as familiar with, you know, the arts or musical theater at all.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think what I told my mom at first was that, look, I'm in choir. I do a lot of dance. I think I'm very interested in doing this. Would you be okay, you know, if I went to school for this? And she was kind of confused the whole time. She didn't really know. But she said, you know, like, as long as you go to school and as long as that's something that you do and you do 150%, then she will support me. I ended up going to Cal State Fullerton for musical theater. And at the time, it was really hard because our family friends, like, that's not even a thing in Vietnam.
Right.
So there's not even a correct terminology to explain that to, like, our family friends. So at first, we kind of just said, you know, she's going for music or she's going for, you know, like acting. And it was really confusing for, like, even my brothers had a really hard time because I'm like first generation. I'm the first born American, you know, I'm like the only girl. Why would I do something outlandish and crazy like musical theater? But I just loved it so much. And I thought, you know, if I apply the same work ethic and the same dedication that I know that at least that is something that our culture values. If I do that with musical theater, I can prove them that, you know, this can be a career and this can be something I could live off of. Also, I mean, it took a long time. It was not overnight. It wasn't over a year. It was definitely like over a course of many years for my family to understand. The more shows that they came to see that the more they understood, like, okay, this is not just a hobby.
Right.
It's a lifestyle.
Yeah, that's how I felt with radio. My parents didn't understand that either. They're like, why are you doing this? Why are you waking up early to intern at a morning show? Why are you spending your weekends doing this? Like, I mean, Tanya saw it firsthand.
I've seen it. But like the further along she's come in her career, more that they've taken her seriously and her art seriously and her passion seriously.
So now I kind of feel like they're finally at the point where they're like, oh, kind of proud to be like, oh, my daughter's on the radio. You can hear her on this and that.
Yeah.
But, you know, I definitely feel you.
A little longer.
Yeah.
It's like a cultural divide. That's all it is. I mean, I couldn't blame them for not understanding. Now that I know how difficult this career is, I'm kind of thankful they didn't really understand it anyway.
Yeah.
Because if they had known, I don't think that my mom would actually be okay with knowing the gravity of how difficult this career is anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm glad it was like my shows and, you know, the longevity of my career so far has been able to like prove them that this is something. I mean, but that's with everything that you do, whether it's a doctor or whatever, like anyone can go into a field and still fail.
Right.
You know, so I feel like I'm happy that now I have their support and like now they're very proud of me. And I knew it was just a cultural thing though. That was something I still could like understand that was just something that they didn't really know.
Right. Well, now I kind of feel like Asian actors are finally starting to have a little bit of a moment with movies like Crazy Rich Asians and Ali Wong's Always Be My Baby, where mm-hmm. we're actually getting a kind of a different light where Asian actors don't have to be the stereotypical like nerd. We can be the hot, desirable people. What would you like 100%. To see more of Hollywood go and what kind of direction?
Honestly, that's pretty much it. Always Be My Baby was something that I really loved seeing, that we were just playing normal people,
mm-hmm.
that we, you know, you just saw our culture within the realms of that film, but it wasn't like a slap in the face. It wasn't like over and over, like trying to prove like, oh, this is what our culture is like. It's just kind of like immersing an audience into our culture without having to like be so apparent and obvious. That's something I love. I want to see more rom-coms like that,
mm-hmm.
but I also want to see more drama and a lot more serious, because Crazy Rich Asians and Always Be My Maybe, those are rom-coms, and
right.
I feel like now we have an opportunity to tell real stories, not that those stories aren't real, but more dramatic stories, more stories like of our Asian American experience. Like I feel like there's this like inside joke, or like you and I, we know what it's like to be in the arts as an Asian, but like the mainstream media, they don't really understand like the plight of an Asian artist, really. They
right.
don't really know, like, what it's actually like. So I'd love to see something, like an indie film, anything that kind of shows, like, the downside and, like, the racism and the real, you know, things that we have to encounter all the time. And I'd love for that to be more exposed. I think the comedies are lovely, and I think that they open amazing doors and opportunities. But I also think that, like, it doesn't always have to be something to be like laughed about.
Right.
There can be suffering and drama, and that's still another perspective we should see.
Yeah, just go the next step forward. Jackie, this is so exciting that you get to be in Miss Saigon and you get to perform in your hometown.
Yeah.
Like, how proud do you feel?
I don't even know how to feel, to be honest. I'm just so beyond. I just can't believe it. I have like 13 people coming on Thursday, 17 people coming on Friday. They're all Vietnamese. They've never seen a musical.
Oh, that's my mom.
I love that.
Yeah, I'm taking my mom to see you.
Oh my God. I can't, like, I just can't believe it. I can't believe I get to drive, like I'm staying at my mom's house, which is still in City Heights. It's like 10 minutes from the theater. I don't know. It's surreal, because that's where I first saw the first musicals, you know, and that was my first exposure to musical theater as a teenager. So being able to do that as an adult is pretty wild, actually.
Definitely a full circle moment for you, I'm sure.
I'm really excited.
When did your passion and your love for the arts come into play?
It was definitely senior year of high school. I didn't grow up doing any of it. I didn't really like, we were really poor growing up, so I didn't get to like do a lot of extracurricular activities. Yeah. And also, like, in our culture, that's not really something. You don't, like, enroll in ballet, or you mm-hmm. don't really go on a swim team, or, you know, that wasn't something that I was familiar with. So when I went to school, I went to the Troy School, UCSD, and that from 6th grade through 12th grade, they were just starting a new charter school, and they started a choir program. And I started doing the choir from 6th grade through 12th. And a mentor, like a guest teacher of ours, came in, and she saw that I just, like, loved singing and loved dancing so much. And by the time I was a junior or senior in high school, she suggested, like, hey, have you ever seen a musical? Is this something you would ever want to do? And I was like, I've seen Annie on TV, but I don't really know what that is. And so she was like, Miss Saigon is actually playing at the Starlight Theater at Balboa Park. You should go watch it. It's like, you know, about, you know, the Vietnam War. I think you'll like it. And so my best friend and I, who's also Vietnamese, she and I went to go see Miss Saigon at Starlight Theater. And that was my very first exposure to musical theater, was Miss Saigon.
Oh, how cool.
So, wow, and here you are in San Diego, your hometown. That's got to be such a trip. And so wonderful all at the same time. I got to ask you a quick question about your first job ever that I read about, okay? Because you danced at SeaWorld.
Yeah,
right?
Club SeaWorld.
SeaWorld Summer Nights with Ashley Simpson.
SeaWorld Summer Nights with Ashley Simpson when I was like 15.
No way!
Like, it was the biggest, because it was like when SeaWorld was just doing like these like celebrity concerts at night.
Yeah.
And I didn't even know they did that.
I was on a dance team. Yeah, and we auditioned to be like her opening act. And so I got part of that gig. That was my first professional.
Whoa!
That's so cool. So
yeah,
cool.
Yeah, it was amazing. So that was kind of like, but at that time, it still wasn't theater. You know, it was like dancing. And I was also singing, so I didn't really know, you know, like, at the time, I really didn't really know what my path was going to be. I knew I enjoyed counseling, and I knew I enjoyed it, like, education. I kind of wanted to help, like, lower income students and stuff because so many counselors helped me. And so I was like, maybe that's the path I'll go. And then suddenly this musical theater career just like landed, and I just kind of started following it. Honestly, it wasn't ever something I predicted I would do, but now I'm doing it.
Gosh, how you must feel so grateful for all the people you met along the way and all those people that opened those doors for you, because it doesn't sound like you were on the path to do something like this ever, you know? And then feels like randomly all these little doors opened for you, and I'm glad that you landed in a spot where you're now in your own hometown performing that first musical that you saw. It's so wonderful. I've actually, I have a show choir background.
I do,
but I've never seen Miss Saigon, so I'm really excited to see it for the first time. I know, I've never seen it. I know. So can you tell me a little bit about it?
I mean, just and for your mom. Yes. Well, it takes place during the war, and it's right around the fall. And the main character, her name is Kim, she's an orphan by the war, and she ends up working at this bar, and there she meets an American GI. She falls in love with him, and it kind of is their love story that unfolds within the realms of this war.
Hmm.
And so it's a story about love, survival, sacrifice, and just like how the human condition lasts and how it can persevere during the state of really tough times during war, and how it affects people in that state. So it's different people's stories interwoven in between that. And there's like me and another, I'm in the ensemble, and there's another Vietnamese guy in the ensemble. His name's Matthew Overberg. Both of us are diligently every day trying to make sure it stays as authentic, and you know, we've tried to add Vietnamese to it. And,
oh, good.
Yeah, it's an amazing love story. So, yes. So you'll understand some of it.
Okay, good. Yeah, because it sounds like, you know, as you're telling us the synopsis of the show, it's just so familiar with so many Vietnamese American families. Like, you know somebody, or it's, you know, could be your aunt or your mom even that lives that life.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I mean, there's scenes in the show that show like people at the embassy escaping on helicopters. There's people running away from communists on a boat. There's people sneaking around, having to go to Thailand. Like, there's a story. We all know an aunt, a cousin, you know, someone from that generation. I mean, it's like my mom, not my great-great-great-grandma, but like my mother mm-hmm. had to do stuff like that in order to get to America. So it's very familiar. The only thing is that musical theater is just not familiar to our culture. So that's why I'm hoping a lot of our families can come out and see this and see that there's like, an outlet that's different than TV or movies that like still represent a little bit of their history.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, I'm very proud. I don't know you, but I am just proud of you as a fellow Vietnamese girl. I'm very proud of where you are and what you are doing. So thank you for that.
Oh my God, thank you. And please let me know when you're going to see the show. I'd love to meet you. I want to take you and your mom backstage. Like, I need to meet you.
That would be so sweet. She would love that.
Yeah.
And before we let you go, Jackie, what is mm-hmm. like the one thing, if you have some downtime in San Diego, what do you have to go do?
I have to get tacos at Tacos El Gordo.
Okay,
that is
good.
My number one priority. Pretty much that and going to get a bowl of pho with my mom is like that every time I'm in San Diego, that is an absolute must. And I like to go vintage shopping in Hillcrest. So that's another something that I love to do. So probably those three, but just spending time with my mom, pretty much taking her wherever she needs to go.
I bet she's so proud and happy to have you home. Well, Jackie, thank you so much again for being here, being on with us. And everybody, you guys got to go see Miss Saigon. It's playing at the Civic Center July 9th through 14th. So, I mean, I know it's going to be a 5-day window, but you guys got to go get tickets. Yeah. Go support.
Yeah.
Yes, please come see us.
Well, that was fun. That was super cool to interview a local, right?
Yes.
That's in Miss Saigon. You got to tell us how it is, Dorothy. You're going to go see it next week. We hope everyone has a fun and safe holiday weekend, and we hope that you still call us at our new number, our new voicemail. Yeah, 619-537-9937. I'm still learning it too. So 619-537-9937. We still have not gotten a lot of calls on the sister wives. I still love it. So call us and tell us what you think about that. And just call us if you ever need anything.
Yes.
And we'll be back with another episode next week. It's a special episode.
I'm excited for this one.
Yeah, we have some special guests joining us next week. And we have a fun little
show planned.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. Yes. It's going to be a good episode. So we'll talk to you next week. And don't forget to follow us on Instagram.
Yes, at Real Wives and Radio. And then you can follow me at Dorothy on Air.
Yeah, you can follow me at I'm Tanya Gonzalez. And we'll talk to you next week.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.